Lawyers for Senator Ted Stevens today called for his felony conviction to be thrown out. The move comes after an FBI agent acting as a whistleblower highlighted Justice Department misconduct during the senator's investigation and trial. U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan released the 8-page complaint today, agreeing to protecting the identity of the agent who filed the complaint, along with other information that was not disclosed. The heavily redacted document alleges a long list of inappropriate behavior by the Justice Department, including paying off sources and failing to turn over evidence to the Stevens defense team at trial. Wev Shea is a former U.S. attorney for the state of Alaska who has followed Alaska's corruption investigation closely. In the past, he has spoken very highly about the Justice Department and the department's public integrity section. But after reading the documents today, he says he is shocked and disturbed.
The conduct is so bad that it goes to the guts, basically, of our constitutional form of government. After the conviction and after certain conduct occurred during the Stevens trial, that at that time the prosecution's conduct, in my opinion, was the worst I'd seen in over 40 years of being associated with the legal profession and criminal prosecutions.
You said that you were concerned in the lead up to what we saw come out in this document now from this whistleblower. Were you therefore not surprised to see this come out?
No, I was shocked. I mean, I the detail in this 8-page single-spaced whistleblower complaint is just off the scale. And when I say, I mean, it is done extremely professionally. It's apparent to me that public integrity made multiple grave errors affecting not only Ted Stevens' case, but perhaps multiple other political corruption cases in Alaska.
Is there any reason to suspect that FBI agents in Alaska are involved in this alleged corruption, or do you think this is a Washington staff problem?
It appears to me, from looking at this complaint by the whistleblower, that the whistleblower has been working in Alaska for quite a number of years. I mean, that's my opinion. But it appears to me that public integrity on multiple times was alerted to the problem, and on multiple occasions they intentionally did things that were absolutely violations of the constitutional rights of Senator Stevens and perhaps multiple other defendants.
Stevens' lawyers have asked Judge Sullivan to throw out the Stevens verdict and declare a mistrial or grant a new trial. What do you think the right course would be given this information that's come to light?
Well, my feeling is, quite frankly, that the conduct so taints, going back to grand jury presentation, everything. I think the indictment needs to be thrown out. And I think the indictment needs to be dismissed. I think it is a grave injustice.
Have you ever seen anything that comes close to this type
Nothing that even comes close. My personal feeling is that multiple people in the Department of Justice are going to be going to jail. And I'm talking about prosecutors and potentially others that are involved in law enforcement matters. It appears to me that there is a conspiratorial cover-up of failing to address obvious ongoing gross misconduct centering and around Bill Allen. Any prosecution that has gone on in Alaska where Bill Allen played a key role, or in the Ted Stevens prosecution, in Washington, D.C., needs to be totally reviewed and evaluated.
Webb Shea is a former U.S. attorney for the state of Alaska. Judge Sullivan is expected to hold a hearing in early January on some of Stevens' charges against the Justice Department team that convicted him. Copies of the documents will be on our website, APRN.org.